This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners advises the public to take precautions as respiratory illnesses rise. The Minister of People Empowerment urges Barbadians to practice safe sex while delivering a message on World AIDS Day. The ruling St. Lucia Labour Party has secured a second consecutive term in office. And the Prime Minister's Cup and $100,000 heading to Carrington Village as Weymouth Wales put in a stellar performance. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is advising the public to take extra precautions as the island sees an uptick in respiratory illnesses. President Dr. Linda Williams says this seasonal rise is expected, but reminds Barbadians to pay attention to symptoms and take basic health measures to limit the spread.
We always see an increase at this time of year of respiratory illnesses. The major circulating viruses right now are RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, which is very common among children particularly, and influenza. There is vaccination for influenza, particularly for those who are vulnerable. We don't have vaccine for RSV, but we use the general preventative measures, which are, you know, keeping hands washed and keeping children who are infected from going to school and spreading it to others, particularly if they're in the febrile, coughing, sneezing state.
Dr. Williams adds that COVID-19 strains will continue to mutate, which is normal, and stresses that while there's no need for concern, vulnerable individuals should take steps to protect themselves.
I think we can expect annual spikes of COVID at this time of year. The virus continues to mutate. That is its nature. It has not become any more virulent, which means its rate of spread has not increased. It's about the same as it was maybe the last 2 or 3 years in terms of its virulence. But it can still cause illness among the vulnerable population. It can still cause severe sickness in the elderly. It can still cause severe sickness in those who have comorbid conditions where people have to be particularly careful, and those who deal with them.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, is urging Barbadians to exercise safe sexual practices as the island observed World AIDS Day yesterday. Speaking to the media at a family fun day in partnership with the National Wellbeing and HIV Commission, Minister Humphrey also made a plea for more people to use the health services provided to be tested or treated, and called on the public to reduce the stigma surrounding the virus.
I think it's important, one, that we encourage more testing. I think that's very, very important that we encourage more testing in Barbados. I think as well that persons need to recognize that we offer treatment in Barbados, and that persons who have been tested and may find themselves with HIV should make themselves available for treatment. And the other thing I think is important is for us to continue the education so that stigma continues to be reduced. I think those three things are going to be very important. But I think average Barbadians need to know that HIV is still with us. And we've recently heard the Ministry of Health announce that STIs are in increase. It is logical to conclude that HIV therefore would also be on the increase. So I want to encourage people to engage, if they are engaging in sexual conduct, to engage in sexual conduct that would not deprive them of life in the long run, or that would not make them ill in the long run.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. One of the activities at the fun day was a netball tournament for children 14 and under, and President of the Barbados Netball Association, Dr. Carmita Duglin, spoke on the importance of educating the youth on sexual health at an early age.
As you know, the young persons, the youth, we need to start educating them from a very early age that they can prevent themselves from having sexually transmitted infections, that they can understand the importance of abstaining, waiting until they're ready to that correct age. We have over 4 partnerships with the HIV Commission, and as we continue to educate netballers, we think that sports is a vehicle for understanding the information about sexually transmitted infections. And therefore, we've been educating our national players, our other players, and our young people about the importance of prevention and the importance of choosing to be well, choosing to wait.
Meantime, a counselor in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Adrian Gooding, is reporting an increase in STI testing.
The number of people being tested, or the access to tests has been better, so the number of people being tested has also improved or increased. So we have to weigh the number of people we are capturing with people's increased level of awareness. So we see that the health-seeking behavior of males especially has really gotten better over the last decade in Barbados. Young males, the key populations under 45 that we've been trying to attract for years to do routine testing. Simple things like knowing to be tested with every new partner. Traditionally, the women have been the most forthcoming towards getting reproductive and sexual health checks. But increasingly, we see the men now becoming more aware, more educated about sexual health. And we are pleased with what we are seeing.
Counselor in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Adrian Gooding. Attorney at law and human rights advocate Lalu Hanneman is warning that growing tensions between the United States and Venezuela could impact the Caribbean. Speaking during a news conference, Mr. Hanneman criticized recent deadly encounters at sea involving boats leaving Venezuela, saying some of those vessels were carrying migrants, not traffickers.
We've got the biggest aircraft carrier in the world, the Gerald Ford, anchored between Trinidad and the Venezuelan coastline with some 80 attack aircraft on board. And I understand now in Tobago, they're actually installing a radar system at the Robinson Airport. And they're telling us that it's all to do with combating narcotics, which is patently nonsense, because most of the drugs getting into America come from Mexico or Colombia. The Americans blew up one of these boats coming from Venezuela, and it had some 7 passengers on board. You wouldn't need 7 people to bring cocaine from Venezuela to America. Clearly, that was a migrant ship. And some 80 people to date have been murdered on the high seas, which is a flagrant violation of international law.
Attorney at law and human rights advocate Lalu Hanneman. $100,000 is on the way to Carrington Village this morning as Weymouth Wales demolished Kickstart Rush to claim this year's Prime Minister's Cup. Before a packed Kensington Oval last night, the Asquith Howell coached unit was forceful from the first touch until the final whistle, winning 8-3 over Wildey-based team coached by Ronaldo Jilks. Project manager of the tournament, Shane Archer, says the initiative, now in its second year, was again successful and is already making a real difference in the fight against rising youth crime.
Our mantra is empowering communities one goal at a time. I believe that there are many young men who are involved in this tournament, and essentially the tournament gives persons things to do. There are many young people, or many young men in particular, who may like playing football. It gives them something to do in their time, rather than having idle hands, than being on the block, than being on the road, than just being having nothing to do. It gives them something to do. So that in itself will circumvent some people from leading astray. As it relates to the crime, we had 0 incidents throughout the whole season. The public have been very responsive in terms of when we said no violence. This is an opportunity for more so persons from in depressed communities. So when we see that these communities coming out and showing up for their teams and coming out in a way where they're not engaged in any violent activity, it really showcases how powerful this tournament really is, and football is in general.
Project manager of the Prime Minister's Cup, Shane Archer. The ruling St. Lucia Labour Party has secured a second consecutive term in office, winning 14 of the 15 seats it contested in yesterday's general election. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre led the party to a landslide victory and also retained the Castries East seat for a 6th consecutive term. Mr. Pierre is expected to be sworn in later this week, with a new cabinet to be announced next week. Information specialist in St. Lucia, Ryan O'Brien, spoke to Starcom Network News last night.
Jubilation for the supporters of the St. Lucia Labour Party. And on the other hand, United Workers Party and their supporters, the surrogates, will be feeling very disappointed. They had a very vigorous campaign at one point, thought they might have been beating back some of the momentum of the St. Lucia Labour Party. But in the end, the Labour Party actually picking up an extra seat, 2 independents also retaining the seats, and Richard Frederick and Stevenson King, and the leader of the opposition, Alan Shastri, being the only member of the United Workers Party to have come out unscathed in this election. Philip J.P. has certainly won the hearts of St. Lucians. He is a man that has been in Parliament and representing his constituency for a number of years.
Information specialist in St. Lucia, Ryan O'Brien, recapping the headlines. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners advises the public to take precautions as respiratory illnesses rise. Minister of People Empowerment urges Barbadians to practice safe sex while delivering a message on World AIDS Day. human rights advocate warns of rising war threat in the region and urges leaders to stand firm for peace. The ruling St. Lucia Labour Party has secured a second consecutive term in office, and the Prime Minister's Cup and $100,000 heading to Carrington Village as Weymouth Wales put in a stellar performance at Kensington Oval last night. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.